Happy Tuesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. Hope everyone's having a great week. So as always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's lead-off morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, did Taco Trump just permanently cede control of global energy markets to Iran? Part two. The answer is, this outcome appears increasingly likely without risking another forever war in the Middle East. Here are the most important things we learned today regarding the six key macro cycles that influence the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets on a trend basis. Starting with the growth cycle, the weak negative impulse in the final Q4 non-farm productivity data and strong positive impulse in the final Q4 unit labor cost data did not support our productivity boom theme. The federal government shutdown, which represented a greater than 100 basis point drag on headline GDP growth, was a contributing factor. The strong positive impulses in headline and residential construction spending in January supported our Paradigm C theme. For those who may be unfamiliar, Paradigm C is the grow phase of the cut, grow, print sequence required to address the geopolitically driven supply-demand imbalance of the Treasury bond market, which has been our core research theme and thesis since the summer of 2023. Elsewhere, leading indicators signal a nascent trend of slowing global growth via the preliminary March composite PMI data. In the Eurozone, the March composite PMI, March consumer confidence, February auto sales data generally supported our outlook for moderating growth. In Japan, the March composite PMI data supported our outlook for moderating growth, and it did so as well in the UK. Regarding the inflation cycle, as we predicted, Iran has begun charging vessels for safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. The levies reaching up to 2 million thus far are being solicited on a discretionary basis, effectively institutionalizing an informal tolling regime. Select vessels have complied with these payments despite ambiguity surrounding execution mechanics, including currency denomination. While currently implemented on a transactional basis, Iranian authorities have signaled potential formalization of these transit fees within a broader post-war framework. The U.S. administration will have no choice but to risk another forever war in the Middle East to counter this mafia-style takeover of the world's most important shipping lane. Elsewhere in Japan, the February CPI data did not support our outlook for firming inflation. With regards to the monetary policy cycle, Japan's February CPI data materially threatened Japan's years-long reflation initiative and support a slower pace of hawkish monetary policy normalization. With regards to fiscal policy, Japan's February CPI data materially threatened Japan's years-long reflation initiative and supports a faster pace of fiscal easing by the Takeuchi government. Transitioning to liquidity, equities across alternative asset managers decline after Ares and Apollo imposed new withdrawal restrictions on select funds. Apollo disclosed late Monday that it is restricting redemptions in its $25 billion retail-focused private credit vehicle, Apollo Debt Solutions, capping withdrawals at 5% of outstanding shares after investors requested 11.2%. Ares similarly limited redemptions in its $10.7 billion Ares Strategic Income Fund, enforcing a 5% withdrawal cap after clients sought to redeem 11.6%. These pockets of illiquidity risk continue to spill over into broader financial markets as panicked investors will be forced to continue selling what they can, not what they desire to get out of. This is not just a retail investor phenomenon. Central banks are struggling with illiquidity too. For example, Turkey's central bank is assembling an expanded intervention toolkit to stabilize the lira against geopolitically driven volatility, including potential mobilization of its substantial reserves. Officials have evaluated executing for foreign currency swaps in London and may deploy gold holdings at the Bank of England to facilitate FX intervention operations. And then finally, positioning high volume trading activity in oil and equity futures representing billions and billions of dollars occurred 15 minutes before a social media post from President Trump triggered a sharp decline in crude oil prices and a rally in stocks. Exchange data show contracts equivalent to at least 6 million barrels of Brent and WTI were sold within 2 minutes at 6:49 a.m. in New York time Monday versus a prior five-day average of roughly 700,000 barrels. 6 million barrels versus the five-day average of 700,000 barrels. With President Trump's Truth Social post following at approximately 7:05 a.m. U.S. equity futures also saw a surge, 6,000 S&P 500 contracts traded, exceeding $2 billion in notional value, marking a significant deviation from otherwise subdued pre-market activity. This anomalous volume pattern extended across global futures markets, including Germany's DAX index futures, Eurostoxx 50 index futures, NASDAQ index futures, and Russell 2000 index futures, as well as natural gas contracts. We included this information to remind investors of three things. One, someone always knows something. Two, the morally impaired will always use material non-public information, MNPI, to make money. Obviously, you got your folks in the Pelosi family office and the Trump meme coins saga from last year. You know, just to name a couple of instances on both sides of the aisle. And number three, because of this, the fact that someone always knows something, and the morally impaired will always use MNPI to make money to game the system. Because of this, investors need effective risk management systems to accelerate the process of making quality risk management decisions, particularly in and around what we call RORO phase transitions in asset markets. RORO means going from a risk-on regime to a risk-off regime, or a risk-off regime to a risk-on regime. And so when you're having these RORO phase transitions, you need something to tell you to take up risk heading into a market risk-on market regime faster than you otherwise would using fundamental research, or you need a system to tell you to take down risk heading into a risk-off market regime faster than you otherwise would. Investors who wait on macro or micro data to have their legacy views and positions disconfirmed will always and increasingly arrive late to developing market trends. And emphasis on always and increasingly, because we know the game is always getting faster with the use of technology, particularly AI. So as always, continue reviewing to learn whether our institutional grade risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, are evolving their signals in response to these our anticipated fundamental dynamics.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro research content. 42 Macro research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.